Hey sis, welcome to the audio experience of the Moment I podcast, a series where we follow 10 successful women across Africa on the key moments they had self-doubt and regained their confidence. Why this podcast, you ask? Because we all go through it. Those moments of self-doubt, times when we want to go for that promotion, speak up, show out, but we don't. In those moments of doubt, it is important to find the inspiration you need to get your mojo back. And that's what this podcast is, your Mojo Inspo, brought to you by us, your sisters from She Leads Africa, and our hairtastic friends at Darling.
My name is Damlola Tade Ayola. In late 2014, I was running up my master's program in strategy and innovation management. Prior to my master's, I'd done an undergraduate degree in information technology. So I was very interested in working with technology companies and seeing how, you know, one company can start from someone's idea and actually grow and make an impact. So working in the tech space at CC Hub was like getting my dream job. But 6 months down the line, an opportunity comes for me to run a company called Go My Way. And I was told, you know, to come run this company as CEO for a couple of months. If I didn't like it, I could go back or I could continue. And yeah, running a company is hard. Like, I think after that, I told people, if you want to even run a pepper business, it's hard. Running any company is difficult. The first few months, you know, were difficult. People trying to understand the idea. There were times where, you know, I was sad. There were times I would wake up tired because I felt like I was walking in my dream. So I was working in my sleep. So it was very difficult. But then, you know, at some point, things started to pick up. Our numbers started to grow, so people were learning about Go My Way or knowing about Go My Way. We were building a community. A number of people were very scared about the security around it, but we didn't have any security issues. We're building a very trusted community. But in mid-2017, around August, the owners who were the part of the board, you know, said that, you know, they would like to close down the company. And we couldn't continue anymore. We had like about a few weeks to close it down. And it was such like, it was such a very complex time because immediately after that, as a CEO, you have to think of a couple of things. There's no time for you to breathe. You know, first thing I thought of was my team. I had a very great team and I was like, you know, guys, don't worry. We'll try to, you know, figure things out. Within a month, I promise I'll find something for every one of you. It was a small team. And I didn't want them to be stranded. But after that, it was also the customers. We had built a strong community. You know, we had people that knew us. We knew them by name. So it was like, what am I going to do? I need to write an email telling them that we've closed. I need to announce that we've closed or we're going to close. And I spoke to a couple of people. You know, everyone had different opinions. If you announce it, then, you know, it would mean that you failed. Everybody would know. Everywhere you've been featured will carry the story. You know, my mom was afraid that I wouldn't get a job anywhere else. And to be honest, I also had that fear. Like 90%, I actually thought I wouldn't get a job. But at the end of the day, you know, if I just leave the company and then a few months down the line it closes, I would still feel like a failure, right? It doesn't matter. And one thing that we had promised was safety. So if I didn't let them know that we were closing, you know, someone could use the platform and do the wrong things with it. So I wrote down the email. I believe it was probably September evening or something. I wrote down the email, read it a couple of times, and then I hit send. And so once I hit send and it went out, started receiving emails back from our customers. But then you had people talking about it. Oh, she spent all the money that they had. You know, they didn't do this right. They didn't do that right. You know, some were just funny. Some were hurtful. And others I just ignored, really. But one interesting thing then happened. I got a call that same day that the email went out saying, would you come and work with us? Like, in fact, the person said, I'm sorry. I know something bad just happened, but we're looking for someone like you. Come and work with us. And I was like, wait, what? I don't understand. How am I getting a job offer on the first day of me making this announcement? And soon after that, I got multiple offers. People were calling me to run their company. People were calling me to join their team. You know, people were trying to hook me up with another company, you know, and it was just back-to-back calls. And yeah, and that was in 2017. And now, right now, I am running the startup unit at CC Hub as the director of startup support. I'm helping other companies. I'm helping other entrepreneurs. And that was really, running that company and even failing at it was very good learning experience for me. I have a lot of empathy when I talk to entrepreneurs because I understand what it is to run a company. I understand what it is to be afraid of failing or closing down that company. And I'm able to do my job better.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moment I podcast. Make sure to visit on www.confidentdarling.com, where you can subscribe, check out videos and lookbooks from each episode, enter your own story in our story competition, and never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found this episode valuable, spread the love and share this with your sister. Be sure to come back next week for your Mojo Inspo. Bye!